literally there were 60 or 80 SWAT members, you know, all in flat jackets and hoods and, you know, their faces covered, the whole deal, machine guns. It was like something you'd see in the movies. You know, basically you heard bang, bang, bang on the door, you know, extremely loud. And the next thing you know, you know, you hear the crash of a battering ram hitting my front door.
In March of 2013, Steve Oates' home in Goodyear, Arizona, was stormed by police, SWAT, and DEA for having a marijuana grow room in the guest house, a grow room that he thought was legal after his doctor recommended medicinal marijuana for chronic back pain. Oates says dispensaries were still few and far between at the time.
Well, the only way to really, you know, to get the medicine you needed was, you know, through Craigslist or word of mouth or those kind of things, which I really wasn't comfortable with. So I felt like the next alternative was to grow it ourselves. So I, applied to become, for cultivation rights. And, it was a pretty seamless, easy process.
Oates had met a few other patients who were in the same boat, and they started growing together at Oates's home. During the raid, Oates was caught with more marijuana than what his card permitted because he had his fellow growers supply as well. He ended up pleading guilty to possessing under 2 pounds of marijuana.
You know, I heard it from the judge, the prosecutor, my attorney, everybody else. If you take this to trial and you lose, you're going to go to prison 3 to 5 years. Here, take this deal. Well, what does a guy do? I have to work for a living. I support a family. I can't afford to go to prison for 3 to 5 years.
The conviction ended up being the smallest price that Oates had to pay. Goodyear PD wanted to go after his bank account through civil asset forfeiture. That's when the government can seize property and finances that they suspect have a connection to illegal activities, like drug dealing or money laundering. But they sue the property instead of the person, so there doesn't even have to be a related conviction.
There should be some type of relation between the event, your actions, and the property itself that they're trying to forfeit, right? So what in this case, they don't have any proof or any evidence that the property they're trying to forfeit is related to the crime of his possession of marijuana for sale.
Oates' lawyer, John Moore, says that the Maricopa County attorney declined the case because there was no evidence. But that didn't stop Goodyear police. They shopped it out to the attorney general's office, who got on board and slapped Oates with $455,000 in forfeiture. The attorney general's office declined Reason's request for comment.
That's what they're claiming, is that the market value of the sales that he allegedly made was $455,000.
It's just a ridiculous number that they threw out there so that they could come take all my stuff, seize my bank accounts, and try to, you know, to keep it.
Steve kept immaculate track of all of his grow that shows that he received $17,000. He does not contest that. He started the grow in June of 2012, and between the time of the grow starting and him finishing in March of 2013, he had approximately $25,000 in costs.
These numbers indicate that he lost money and was not selling for profit. But even though the state has these records and no witnesses to say otherwise, it's not enough.
With a civil forfeiture, the burden actually shifts to the defendant, where they have to prove their innocence. We have to show by preponderance of the evidence that this money that they are trying to forfeit came from legal means.
There is no such thing as innocent until proven guilty. You know, that I can attest to. You know, the prosecutor's there to prosecute, simple and straight out.
Now Oates is fighting to get his assets back. He says they have taken far more than the $455,000 at this point.
If you include, you know, bank accounts seized, you know, bond money that's seized, property they've taken, damage to the house is over $600,000 right now. That doesn't include the, you know, $60,000 that I'm into attorneys for. And I guess I would rather spend every dollar of it on an attorney than just let them have it.
Oates even has to worry about his future assets because they may still be subject to the original seizure warrant.
I still do not have a bank account.
No.
You know, everything I do has to be with, you know, cash and money orders and talk somebody into cashing a check for me and doing, you know, it's a pain in the butt.
Right now, Oates has the means to keep fighting. But that's not always the case when dealing with law enforcement, especially in Arizona.
They have time on their side. They have all the resources in the world. They have nothing to lose and everything to gain. I'm the only one that has anything to lose.
The difference between Arizona and other states is that Arizona permits law enforcement to utilize seized funds to fund their own departments, as well as to pay for salaries. So they have a direct incentive to go after personal assets of citizens.
Moore adds that this isn't just a problem for those directly subject to forfeiture. It's a problem for the community as a whole.
their focus is on raising revenues instead of actual law enforcement itself. So in this case, you have Steve Oates, who was growing medical marijuana, and instead of going after real drug dealers who are transporting across state lines or criminal gangs that are creating great crime and personal injury to people, they're going after an individual because they knew he had funds in his bank account.
The trial will most likely be held in the spring. And until then, the Oates will have to live paycheck to paycheck as their life savings and belongings are still being held hostage.
Every day at about 6:30 in the morning, I'm kind of looking out the windows wondering if they're going to come back. Yeah. Because that's the way I understand it. They could come back today if they wanted to.